Blog Talk Radio. Hello, and get ready. Get ready. Boy, I'm mixing it up already. So I'm so nervous because I'm on the phone with one of my coaches and amazing people, Sean Duperin. And let me tell you where you are. You have tuned in to Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps you simplify and improve your life by getting things in order physically, psychologically, and spiritually. I'm Sharon McCrill, your host and the owner of the Betty Brigade, an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based company specializing in relocation, organizing, and staging. So I've already mentioned that my guest, she has been a guest here before, and she is my good friend, and she's just freaking amazing, okay? So she just got her PhD in gossip. She has 6 Emmy Awards, and she was just nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. The Nobel Peace Prize. Holy moly. I'm so excited. So she also... You're laughing. She has social media topping over 50 million. Like, holy moly, that is an influencer. So Dr. Sean Duperin is considered by many to be one of the most innovative experts on communication today. From London to Athens to Munich to North America, Dr. Sean educates corporations, universities, governments, and entrepreneurs on what it means to passionately share ideas that engage hearts and minds and cause innovative leadership. Her case study is Project Forgive, a nonprofit and non-religious leadership foundation that reaches millions in social media and tens of thousands on her Facebook Live broadcast. You've seen the 6-time Emmy Award winner featured in major media, including CNN, ABC, Inc. Magazine, and USA Today, and all over the place, really. Like, she's on the cover of magazines. It's amazing. So as a scholar, Dr. Sean's expertise is leading edge. She applies gossip theory, and she implemented strategies that caused her nonprofit to go viral, garnering her an endorsement from Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and the honor of a Nobel Peace Prize nomination for her work on global forgiveness. So today we are going to be talking about forgiveness and talking through your emotions, having those hard conversations. And so welcome, Sean.
Hey, I am tickled to be here. Thank you for having me, Ms. Sharon.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, forgive me for stumbling through my introduction, but, like, I'm just thrilled to have you here.
You're so sweet. And, of course, forgiveness is a theme, so what the heck? It's not that deep.
It isn't that deep, but I'm glad that you know that. and listeners, you know, I'm a human too, and I even though I have a script, it's not always right on script, just like life. So we're going to jump right in and start talking about forgiveness, if that's okay with you.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's funny, too, when you say all these accolades and all this stuff, you know what comes to mind for me, Sharon, is,
that you're a rock star?
I am a rock star, but I'm also a human rock star. And in that humanity, I'm 52 years old. I'm about 25 pounds overweight. I still struggle with my weight. I still sometimes bite my fake fingernails, and I go back and forth with struggling with smoking. I am smoke-free, and we all have our stuff in life that we have to deal with, and what do we want to overcome and become, and I do think it's a lifelong journey, and we all have stuff, you know?
Oh, we sure do. So let's jump right in. So why forgiveness as a topic, and why now?
You know, that's a great question. Like, you just have to turn on the frickin' news or turn on your social media to say why we need it now. You know, at some level, the violence, the wars, everything that's going on globally, we're actually at the most peace we've ever been. Like, I know it's hard to imagine when we look at it, but that's what research points to. And what's different about it now is we have immediate access to everything. So we can see and feel things immediately, whether it's, you know, a catastrophe or a hurricane, politics. Oh, my gosh, politics are just insanity right now. And so it feels like we have more bad stuff, and I say bad with quotes, going on than actually what's being going on. And the upside of that is it really generates and causes that conversation of forgiveness outside of religion, because I think most people are not particularly looking for forgiveness. I think we're all looking for happiness and peace and ways to have a beautiful life. And so this conversation really resonates for a lot of people because we're so global and in touch now. So that's what I think one of the biggest reasons. And when we see stories about someone forgiving or someone facing something really tough, we can relate to them, especially if the story touch moves and inspires our heart and we can relate to it in some way. So I think we're evolving as a planet, and that's why forgiveness is such a big deal now.
Okay, so here's my question. You're on Facebook and you're reading your feed and somebody says something and you don't agree with them and maybe you unfriend them, and then they ask you about it or you get confronted on that. How do you forgive, or how do they forgive, when, because there's a lot of unfriending going on right now on Facebook with people who have different political views.
Yeah. And you know, the key thing I would ask is, how deeply do you want to develop an intimate relationship with someone? Because, I talk about my neighbor a lot in this conversation of accepting the apology you'll never receive. And someone asked me, said, okay, you know, I have a hard time with him because he says strange things to me. He says things like, you know, you look like you just got up and it's 6:30 in the evening. And I'm like, dude, you know, it's 6:30 in the evening. And I have to practice this internal dialogue of forgiving him, even though he's not going to apologize. That's what accepting the apology you'll never receive is. And what if he actually confronted me and asked, or what if I decided to confront him and tell him that when he says it's 6:30 in the evening, you know, that how that feels for me, and that it makes me feel uncomfortable or that I feel awkward around that. And my answer is, Sharon, who do you want to invest in intimate relationships? Who, because you only have so much energy, my chicklet, you know what I mean? You only have so much energy. And is the person on Facebook someone you want to give energy to? Because I come from the school, too, that because social media has so much energy to it, you can't be in deep, intimate dialogues with every single person individually. It's almost impossible. Research shows that you can have a maximum of 150 contacts in your network to deeply engage with. And that's been shown in research after research after research. Did you even know that? Isn't that kind of a cool stat?
I didn't know that.
Yep. And that is a research fact. So you only have so much energy. So it's more about, where do you want to put your energy? So if you unfriended somebody because they said something horrible in culture, maybe I'm going to just use an example. Can I use an example? I'm just going to
put it
out there. Let's say it's Black Lives Matter. And you have someone posting saying that this is ridiculous, all lives matter, and you really believe this is a racial issue and you feel very deeply about it, and you decide to unfriend this person because it's important to you, Black Lives Matter to you as a white person, let's put it in context. And so let's say this friend confronts you, this friend on Facebook. Just because they're your friend on Facebook doesn't mean they're your friend in real life. Maybe there's someone that you've never met and they live in Salt Lake City and you're in Detroit. You can choose not to respond when they confront you. A non-response is a response. Because remember, you only got those 150 intimate relationships that most of us, our brain can manage from a brain standpoint, from a intelligent standpoint. And so maybe you might choose not to engage. That actually can be a powerful choice, because sometimes when you choose to engage and then you feel angry because you gave them energy and it actually wasn't where you wanted to go, and then you feel angry and it even exacerbates that realm of having to go through more forgiveness. So sometimes we self-sabotage in that way.
Wow. That was a much longer answer than I expected.
Yeah.
But that was awesome.
Because it's complicated. Forgiveness is complicated, Sharon. It's not, it's easy and it's complicated. And the answer is, a lot of times, it depends. Depends
right.
on what you want.
So let's tell our listeners, because I've heard from you directly, a lot about Project Forgive, but a lot of people don't know about it. So share, what is Project Forgive?
Yeah, so it started off as a little movie trailer. We're doing a documentary, which is going to air on PBS in the spring of 2017. It's almost a done deal with the date. And it's an inquiry of forgiveness, and it started with our friend, Gary Weinstein, whose family was killed by a drunk driver. Like, my kids babysat his kids. My husband, Gary Weinstein's wife, who was killed, was my husband's business coach. And then we found out later that day that the man who killed him was also a dear family friend. So it started this exquisite, painful, beautiful, anguished conversation of what is forgiveness and what does it mean? Because the man whose family was killed, he forgave that man who killed his family. And what does it mean to forgive? And the video went viral. It was a beautiful story about forgiveness. And it became obvious once we started reaching the millions that we had to start a foundation. So we started a foundation, and everything on our website is free. We do advanced online skills, educating around forgiveness, and we also play in the realm of leadership for high school and college students, teaching them leadership skills around compassion and forgiveness in the workplace. And then, of course, the strong links between health and forgiveness, because research after research shows when we struggle with bitterness or not being able to give up anger, that it impacts our health. I'm a recipient of that. And so it's a big, big thing that we foster, big ideas that we foster on our website. And so everything that we do is free.
Wow, that's amazing. So if you're curious, there is lots of places to find out about Sean, and the Project Forgive page on Facebook is one of them, and Project Forgive on Twitter, and lots of other places. Am I right?
Yeah, and our website, too. Our website has all the tools, and actually we've got our fingers crossed for a beautiful grant coming through this week, so we can actually add. We have got a lot of tools ready to go up, and we're just waiting for the funding, because we get a lot of sponsors and philanthropists that make a difference for us.
Well, tell me about what has been the progression of this? How did it start taking off?
Well, you know this from hanging out with me. You know, I'm a trainer and a speaker, and forgiveness is a big theme for me, especially in the realm when you're marketing your business. And so I'm known as a media trainer. I spent a lot of time media training. And what I saw, though, as a media trainer is that you can imagine this too, Sharon, you've gotten so much media coverage, that it takes guts. And you're going to make mistakes, and you're not going to do it perfect, and you're going to feel vulnerable going and exposing yourself to millions of people. And how do you work through that as a leader? And that's where those forgiveness conversations really started from, because as leaders, we are going to step outside our comfort zone, and we are going to feel frightened, and we're going to have conversations we've never had before, and many times we're going to screw them up. We are going to screw them up. And the game is, how do you get better and better at it, forgive yourself for not doing it perfect, so you can actually come to the solutions that you want. So that really was the evolution of the conversation of forgiveness as a leader, and what led into us even having a nonprofit now.
Wow. Well, that sounds amazing. So if you are just tuning in, we are talking to Dr. Sean Duperin, who has her PhD in gossip theory and is about to complete her film, Project Forgive, and has a foundation around Project Forgive as well. But we will be right back with Dr. Sean. We're going to take a quick break, so stay with us.
You are listening to Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps clear the confusion and simplify your life. I'm your host, Sharon McCrill, owner of the Betty Brigade, an Ann Arbor, Michigan-based company specializing in relocation, organizing, and event planning. On Get Ready with Betty, we talk with experts in a wide variety of fields who can break down what seems complicated into simple, doable steps. Now, back to our show.
And we are back, and thank you so much for joining us. So there is lots of places to find out about Dr. Sean Duperin, and I just want to give you a few of those resources. You can go to Facebook and facebook.com/ShawnTV. That's S-H-A-W-N-E-T-V. Or facebook.com/ProjectForgive. You can follow Sean at ShawnTV or at Project_Forgive. You can find her on LinkedIn and I'm sure lots of other places. But Sean, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, and I got an idea.
You got an idea. I bet you have a lot of
ideas. I got
an
idea. During that break, I'm thinking, okay, so let's talk about businesses and organizing. Can we use that as an example? Because we're talking about
sure.
this conversation of forgiveness, right? So there's stages of forgiveness. There's anger. It starts with shock, anger, grief, problem solution, and then finally peace. And it's a nonlinear process. You might feel angry one day, then feel peaceful, then go back to shock, whatever. Depends on what you have to forgive. It's a nonlinear process. And one thing that's really cool is in that process when you come to solutions. So let's talk about organizing as a problem, okay? Because that's your expertise. Why not use that as an example, okay?
Okay.
Sound good? Okay. So like
perfect.
You came in. All right. So let's just talk about you coming into my home. You came into my home. My offices are in my home. You actually went into our closet, our business closet, because my husband and I both work at home, and helped us organize our closet. Here's what's cool about solution-based, okay? So I could go to that closet prior to you coming in and feel upset every time I look at that closet because it's a hot mess, okay? It's a hot mess. I've tried everything. I've tried all these solutions and finally got to the place where I had to forgive myself that this is not a skill that I have and grieve my loss that I'm not good at this. Can I spend a little bit of money and get some help and support? Because a lot of times what happens when we find a solution, it really is grieving our losses and finding solutions that will support us and delegating it out. That's what we as business owners do all the time. So when you came in, for you, when you look at this at our closet as an expert in organization, right, you see solutions right away because you don't have all the junk wrapped around all those phases that I had with my own forgiving myself for being disorganized. Are you with me?
Yep.
Yep. So you came in, you organized our closet. The way that you did it was so efficient. You even put labels where things need to be. And this was 2 years ago, Sharon, and we still abide by the structure you created in our closet. We have not gone backwards. So
woo-hoo.
When I got to the point, I know, isn't that? But that's the way it's supposed to work. You want to come in and organize efficiently so that you don't have to come back and reorganize it so we don't go to our old patterns, right? That's why we get health coaches to help us with quitting smoking or whatever it is that we're doing so we don't go back to smoking. We want to put in practices that help us. And it is a shameless promotion for what you do, which is the truth because you really did make a difference for us. And it's also an excellent example as a business owner, as a leader, the things that we put off where we could get some help and we're just scared to go ahead and get the help or spend a little bit of money because we don't deserve it, seeing lots of connections and research between deserving and forgiving ourselves and guilt. It's like a cycle trap of self-sabotage, feeling guilt. We don't deserve it. And then we stay in this pattern, and we don't solve it. And this organizing example is a perfect example of moving through it and putting a structure in place so that I can feel good and not feel guilty and not feel like I don't deserve it.
Well, I just want to bring up one point that builds on that is that the more that you empty your space and clear the stuff that is holding you back or keeping you from being organized or keeping you from getting to where you need to get, the more you let that stuff go and either hire somebody to get it done or get some coaching around it, it opens up you or your space for the things you really want. And I just had a conversation with Ellen Rogan, the financial expert in Chicago, on her radio show about this very thing and how being able to delegate and being able to make those kinds of decisions sometimes, like we don't hire, I don't try and do my financials because I realized that I was failing miserably at it. And now my business is more profitable than it has ever been because I've hired people who love doing financials.
You are spot on. And what you're doing is you're breaking that cycle of guilt, sabotage, and needing to forgive yourself. And I can say the same thing with files in my computer. I have old clients that I have all these documents on my master computer. And every time I go on my computer, I would feel overwhelmed and I'd feel guilty. And then I have to go through a forgiveness process so I could get on with my day. Okay, that's a common theme for me. I finally decided to clear out all the old clients. My computer is so clean. It's actually made space energetically for new clients to come in. And I have all kinds of new clients coming in because I'm not in overwhelmed all the time. And I alleviated the step of having to forgive myself. And half the battle with forgiveness, Sharon, is cleaning out your space so you have room and you don't keep repeating that guilt, self-sabotage, deserving cycle. That's really half the battle.
That was brilliant. Coming out of the brilliant Dr. Sean. So let's get back to, let's come back to your movie. So let's let our listeners hear about what is going on with Project Forgive on, and you already mentioned that it was going to be airing on PBS. Is it just going to be local to the Detroit market, or is it going to be national?
Oh, no. It will be national. And this,
how awesome.
And I get excited. I'm so excited. We've been working on this documentary for a few years, and I am a television producer by trade, and this is by far the best stuff I've ever shot. It is the most compelling, beautiful stories, so authentic. And actually, on Facebook, we're going to start sharing some sound bites from the film. And just so you know, the film is free. So everything that we do on Project Forgive is free. And we're negotiating to be in a film festival for March. I'll know more probably in the next 3 weeks or so. And then we can set the final date for PBS, and it will be free. And, of course, everything on our website is free, and if you're inspired to donate, we welcome donations. And every time someone individually donates, all the proceeds go back into the nonprofit, and we get operating costs and such from philanthropists and also from corporations because we've got a lot of progressive companies helping us now. And the movie launch, though, is the birthing of a baby, and we're so excited to see this launch. Just beautiful people losing a child. To death, somebody facing breast cancer and coming through victimhood, to everyday stuff like what happens to our heart, what happens to our blood pressure when we don't forgive, and what does that mean, and what can, I'm dispelling the myths of forgiveness and really looking at it as a conversation and a skill rather than something you have to do, because there's nothing worse than someone saying, you should forgive them, when you really just want to say, screw you, I don't have to forgive, I'm really upset about this. There's some beauty in that, and there's some value in that, and it's a process and a journey that's different for everyone, and the movie compellingly talks about that and gives you some relief in this conversation.
Well, what are some of the myths about forgiveness? Because you just mentioned that, but what do people think about when they
forgive and
when
forget?
We're talking...
What a joke. Yeah.
Oh,
forgive and forget. That's a joke.
That
is a joke. Now, it depends on the offense. Like you get caught off on the freeway, you can forgive and forget that. I get that. Your child is murdered, or if you're raped as a child, no, you're not going to forget that. I'm sorry. That's not going to happen. It's more about moving through the process and the stages of grief and the stages of forgiveness so you can have peace back in your life again and actually evolve to become even a better human being, which is actually possible. Also, people have the myth that reconciliation, that if you forgive someone, you have to reconcile. No, you can say goodbye to someone and forgive them at the same time. That is definitely a possibility, and that happens for a lot of people, especially people that have been in abusive relationships. And even the same thing, you can forgive someone and not be friends with them anymore. You can say goodbye. It's all good. Those are the most common ones that I hear a lot, is that forgiving and forgetting. Or if forgiving means they get to do it again. No, they don't. Forgiveness is about creating and finding appropriate boundaries to say no. And what is an appropriate no? And what I've discovered in this journey in researching forgiveness and this documentary, doing the documentary, most of us are not good at no. And then we get to blame others when we didn't say no, and it's a lack of responsibility in a really straightforward conversation on our own parts.
Wow. So let's talk about the mission of the Project Forgive Foundation. You've said everything is free, but, you know, it's not free for you to operate, so you're working on grants. And you also accept donations, I'm guessing?
Yeah, we accept donations right on the website. And we're always looking for progressive companies that see this as a valid leadership conversation, because our two platforms that we focus on in the foundation are pretty darn cool. One is in that leadership realm, And so we go into high schools and universities, and these are funded by corporations primarily or philanthropists. And we actually teach leadership skills that foster the ability to make creative mistakes and forgive yourself in that process as a leader and trying new things and giving yourself freedom to be creative in that way. And also as an advanced online tool and providing those tools online, and all of them are, of course, free. And then the other link for us is health. You know, research after research has shown, Sharon, that those that struggle with forgiveness or harbor resentment or harbor bitterness, because we know how anger can easily turn into bitterness and something we carry for many, many years, the impact on our health from clogging our arteries, there's direct correlational links between a lack of forgiveness in our arteries, a lack of forgiveness in our blood pressure, a lack of forgiveness in all areas of our life. And we're huge proponents of fostering well-being and health through this conversation of forgiveness. It's a beautiful, beautiful way to look at it and explore it.
Wow.
For sure.
Well, so let's talk about forgiveness in the workplace. So we've talked a little bit about forgiveness around organizing, but what about you know, that person that stops by your cube all the time, or that person who texts you constantly even when you're not at work? How do you forgive that kind of thing?
Yeah, those are all boundary setting. And what I find is when you learn how to communicate, because to me, I think anything can be resolved in communication. It just takes guts. Straightforward communication takes guts. Those are boundary issues. And a lot of times we don't want to do the boundary stuff because we want to stay in the cycle of guilt, sabotage, and not deserving. So to step out into courage and say something like, hey, I need to have a conversation with you about this constant texting. It's really bothering me. And then you shut up and listen to what they have to say. And I need your help. I need you to only text me during work hours. And let's say the person agrees. And let's say they do it again. And you come back to them saying, you know what, this didn't resolve the problem. I'm wondering if we need to go to a supervisor. I'm wondering if we need to go to our team leader to find ways to communicate in a way that honors everyone. What can we do to have this honored? It takes courage to set boundaries. And then you've got the peace and forgiveness in the workplace, Sharon, when maybe you were passed over for a job that you really wanted and your buddy or your colleague got the job, and now you get to work with him on a team and he's the lead, he's your boss, and you wanted the job that he had. How do you get through that? Because that would suck, okay? And one of the tools that we do, it would really suck, is we have a forgiveness meditation on our website. And it's about forgiving yourself for not being forgiving, because we've really come from the mindset that forgiveness is a skill. It's a skill to master. It doesn't just, aha, the angels open in the heavens and you hear the music, ah, and you forgive them. It does not work that way. It can, but most of the time not. And to practice, like one of the meditations that we have, to actually practice the mindset of forgiving yourself for not forgiving. Because we have so many beliefs and attachments and junk around not being a good person that we can't forgive them. What if you forgave yourself for not forgiving? Those are the kinds of tools that we offer.
Wow. Well, this has been an amazing show. And, Sean, I just want to tell you how deeply grateful I am that you took time out of your vacation to be with us, be with our guests. Thank you so much for this extra time.
My absolute pleasure, my dear sweet Sharon Angel, organizing angel.
Aw. So if you want to know more about Sean Duperin and Project Forgive, you can find her on Facebook. It's Sean TV, SHAWNETV, or you can go to SeanTV.com. There's lots of information there. You can also find Project Forgive on Facebook. It's Project Forgive. You can find Sean on Twitter, SeanTV, and at Project_Forgive. For the Twitter, and LinkedIn is Sean TV. So until next time, I just want to say thank you for joining us. Thank you to Sean for joining us. And this has been, I'm so happy you were here. And this has been another episode of Get Ready with Betty, the radio show that helps you simplify your life by clearing the confusion. And thanks again to our guest today and to all the listeners who joined us. And we will be back on November 7th with Lisa Menini, who will be talking about your personal hardwiring. So, Sean, I know you know about that. So do I. Until next time, keep it simple.